Good morning. Today we'll continue in the Siman of Chatzitza, Kutz Arichas. Today's topic basically is fingernails. So our point of departure, as always, is this Mishnah in Mikvos, in Perek Tes. Again, Mishnah Aleph introduces it by saying, Elu Chotzitzin Ba'adam. So Mishnah Beis, it says, one of the things which is a Chatzitza is Batzek Shetachas HaTziporim. Batzek is a dough, you know, the dry dough or something that's stuck under the fingernail, right? Gook under the fingernail. That is considered a chatzitza. However, when Mishnah Gimel there in Parak Tess in the Kvos turns around and says, Ve'elu she'en chotzitzi, the following things are not a chatzitza, there it says, Mishadalav, Vitsoa shatachas atziporin. Different type of dirt under the tziporin, under the fingernail, is not a problem. So we need to understand what exactly the chilek is. Dough under the fingernails is a chatzitza. Tzoa under the fingernails is not a chatzitza. Now, pipashtus, the difference is that batzek is, I guess, like more of an external substance, right? You know, tzoa is produced by the body, whether it means sweat or other, you know, a byproduct of the body. So the gook from the body underneath the tziporin is not considered a chatzitza because it's, you know, can be viewed as part of the body, as opposed to batzek, which is an external substance, you know, comes from somewhere else. So that would be, that's a simple understanding. However, the problem is there's a tosefta, that's the Mishnah Mikvos Perek Tes. There's a tosefta Mikvos, and we've seen part of this tosefta already. The tosefta Mikvos Perek Vav Halacha Hey, again, we've seen part of it. It says in source 2, Tosefta says, Hare Elu Chotzitzin. The following things are Chotzitzin, are a Chatzitza. And there it says, Soa Shatacha Satziporin. So the Tosefta lists Soa Shatacha Satziporin as something that is a Chatzitza. And the Mishnah Dalet said, Soa Shatacha Satziporin, and not a Chatzitza. Now, the Tosefta makes a qualification. It says, Shelo Keneged HaBosar. Shelo Keneged HaBosar. That's talking about Soa Shatachas HaTziporin, it's a Chatzitza, if it's Shelo Keneged HaBosar. Shelo Keneged HaBosar means that the fingernail extends beyond, let's say, women. A lot of women, some men have long fingernails, women have longer fingernails. So the fingernail extends beyond where the skin is. So the gook, the Chatzitza, is, the thing is under the fingernail, it's not Keneged HaBosar. Okay, and the pashtus is because it doesn't look nice. You're machmir at such a thing. You know, you don't walk around. You have long fingernails. You don't walk around with the dirt and the junk, gook, underneath the fingernail. Then it says in the brisa, the tosefta, I mean, that titva botzek shetachas tziporin, afilu keneged habotzer is a problem. Okay, if it's botzek or tit, again, both, as I explained before, some type of external substance. And here that's in agreement with the Mishnah, right? And it's a Mishnah base. But saying Shatach HaTziporin, that's a problem, even if it's Keneged HaBosar, if it's right near, right? But the problem is, again, there seems to be a little bit of a stira to the Mishnah because the Tosefta says that, well, it's actually a stira in two ways. Number one, it mentions that Soa is a chatzitza, and the Mishnah said not. And also the end. The end says, Botzek shetachas one afilo keneged habosar. The Mishnah didn't make that distinction. As the Mishnah said, simply that soa shetachas one is not a chatzitza, no matter where it is. I'm sorry, the Mishnah said that Botzek, the Mishnah made me. Mishnah said that Botzek shetachas one is a chatzitza, you know, no matter where it is. Now, the Bryce, the Sefta does say, Afilu Keneged HaBosar. But anyway, we have a little bit of a difference in the presentation between the Mishnah and the Sefta. But the most important thing is that the Mishnah says the dirt under the fingernails is not a problem. The Sefta says depends kind of where it is. Okay, and the Mishnah didn't make any such a distinction. You see the issue, right? The Mishnah made no such chiluk. And the Sefta said that it is a chatzitza, provided that it's Shelo Keneged HaBosar. Okay, Tzoa is a chatzitza. Again, in the Mishnah Dalet, Tzoa is not a chatzitza. Tosefta is a chatzitza if it's Shelo Keneged HaBosar. So that's the issue. Okay, and that's what the Rishonim tried to resolve. So Tosus in source number 3, Tosus in Nida Samak Zayin Amud Aleph. Tosus says, now Tosus is not really directly addressing this particular stira. But Tosas Dira Masa Lifluf, the Lamed got cut off. If you look at source 3, the Lamed Lifluf again was the mucus in the eye, we call sleep, right? Lifluf Shabayan Lach and Chotis Yavish Chotis. That's what the Dibra Maskil is over there. So the context of that discussion, again, Tosus is not addressing our story directly, but Tosus says, well, the Tan Hossam said, well, Gabi Ve'elu She'en Chok to Matila, Lichluche Tzoa Shalabosar, Ve'tzoa Shetach Asatiporin, Mairi Belach. Tosus makes a statement, again, explaining that mission, not trying to resolve the problem of Tosefta, but Tosus makes a statement that the Mishnah, when it talks about that, it says that tzoa is not a chatzitza, it's talking about only when it's still liquid, like sweat or whatever, when it's still lach, when it's still liquid. Dumya, the lechluche tzoa shalabosar. Dibi yomish, amaylo chaytzi. If it's dried out, then it is a chatzitza. Okay, but oh, the le'el gabim elo chotzi, it's on a gilday tzoa, again at the yomish, but it's caked over, or it's crusted over, we discussed it already. And botzik shetach asatipar, it is a problem, because that's considered to be more solid, not liquidy. So Tosus basically, again, not addressing our issue, but Tosus would seem to say that's how we can resolve, using this yesod from Tosus, so to speak, we can resolve the stira within the Mishnah and the Tosefta, because when the Mishnah says that Tsoa, Chetachas, and Tziporin is not a chatzitza, okay, that's talking about when it's lach. Okay, and the Tosefta, when it says Tzoa is a chatzitza, if it's shalom keneged habosar, it's talking about when it's yovish. So the Mishnah is lach, it's not chotzitz, and the Tosefta is yovish, it is chotzitz, there's no stirit, right? Because the Tosus said that the Mishnah Mikvos is talking about lach. Again, Tosus was saying that for a different reason, but he's saying to work it in to that issue he was talking about. But the conclusion of Tosus that the Mishnah, the Had Tanan, we'll read the words Tosus carefully. It's introduced in Mishnah Gimel. And it says in Mishnah Dalad, Lichluchei Tzoa Shalabosar, and Tzoa Arishu, Shetach Zaborn, Mairi Belach. Okay, so the Tosefta, the Mishnah matter is only talking about Lach. So when it's Lach, it's not Chotzitz. When it's Yovish, it is Chotzitz. And so it could well be that the Tosefta is talking about when it's dry. Okay, and the Mishnah would agree that if it's Yovish, it would be a Chotzitz. So this Yisod of Tosus, so to speak, would fundamentally resolve or potentially resolve this theory. Okay, the Mordechai also in Hilchos Mikvos and Remes Tavshin Mem Zayin Shavuos for Lichluchei Tzoa Shal Bsoro B'Tzoa Shatach Zipora Sefer Mari Belach. He also says like Tosus. Mordechai also says like Tosus that it's only considered to be a non-chatzitza when it's lach. And it's like botzek and it is chotzit. So according to Tosus and the Mordechai, the tzoa shetach tzipor is not a chatzitza when it's lach, but it is a chatzitza if it's yavish. Good, that's one way to resolve the problem. The Rashba in the Bais HaKotzer by Zayin Shar Zayin 5 says as follows: Hatipra botzek shetach tzipor afilu keneged habosor, the tzoa shetach tzipor hare elu chotzitzin. Okay, he says tzoa shetachas atziporin if it's not keneged abosar, okay, it's higher up and so on. Then it is a chatzitza. Ezu shalom keneged abosar. What's the example? Higher atziporin godol, a long fingernail. Ode falabosar and imtzit tzoa atziporin tachas also matum shode falabosar zehu shalom keneged abosar. He defines what shalom keneged abosar means, and bottom line is the Rashba is passing out like the Tosefta. Right? I mean, he says. Now, again, it could be because he argues that he says it's on machlokas. All right, he could say that the Tosefta is simply elaborating on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said tzoa shetach. In other words, Rashba might be learning when the Mishnah says tzoa shetach tziporin is not a chatzitza. That's b'med devar amurim. It's not a chatzitza. That's it. Can I get a boser? But shalom, can I get a boser? It is a chatzitza. You could. You don't have to learn that it's a machlokas. But the bottom line is the Rashba does paskin like that Tosefta. Okay, again, the simple reading of the Mishnah is Tzoa Shetach Tzipor, it's not a chatzitza. I don't care where it is. Right? You have the right to read the Mishnah that way. Right? And the Mishnah says Tzoa Shetach Tzipor, and the Mishnah is not mechalik, whether it's higher up in the nail or lower in the nail, it doesn't make a difference. It's not a chatzitza in either case. If you want to learn it that way, that's fine. So then you could say the Rashba is paskin like the Tosefta against the Mishnah. Okay, but rather than say that, since it's a little unusual. Not unusual, but we don't always pass like a Tosefta against the Mishnah. You could say that Tosefta is simply Mevar in the Mishnah, right? It's kind of like a Bemed Var Mamurim, right? When the Mishnah says it's not a Chatzitza, that's only when it's Keneged Abasa, but it's a low Keneged Abasa. You could learn, but either way, bottom line is there are more Paskins like the Tosefta, okay? And when the Mishnah says it's connected up, you know, the Mishnah was on to it, so connected up osar, which is a more common situation. The Rosh, likewise, in his Hilchos Mikvos, in the back of me, the six, Tosefta, Tzor, Shatav, Tzor, Shalok, and Rabos, and Batsek, Shatav, Tzor, Afilik, and Rabos, Rayot, Mitzvah, period. Next line, not necessary. So the Rosh also seems to pass in like the Tosefta against the Mishnah. And I would, or as we're suggesting, not so against the Mishnah, but an amplification of the Mishnah. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, says Elu Chotzim Adam Ubatzek. Among the things that are Chotzim are Batzek who teach a Tachlat Tiporim, and BeElu Shein Chotzim Adam Tzosh a Tachlat Tiporim. That's like the Mishnah. Rambam makes no chilek where it is and how high up it is and how long a nail is. Rambam doesn't make any distinction, and he seems to passing the Mishnah. That's the smug. Okay, I'm sorry, I get to the smag. That's how the Beis Yosef, the printed Beis Yosef, but that's how the Beis Yosef learned. The Rambam is not Mechalik, and the Rambam simply takes the Mishnah at face value and ignores the Tosef. Okay? The smag in Lavin Sim Kuf Yud Aleph brings what might be a fourth shita. Okay? You know, we have three shitas so far, right? How to resolve this issue. Tosus made a chilik between Lach and Yovesh. Rashbo learned that basically like the Tosefta, but perhaps we suggest that Tosefta was just modifying the Mishnah. And the Rambam looks like the Mishnah straight and ignores the Tosefta. Doesn't make a difference where it is. The Smag in Lavin some Kuf Yud Aleph and 8 has a Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, he has a different way of learning. He says it depends on the nature of not so much Lach and Yovesh, although it theoretically could relate to that, but he says differently. He says it depends how sticky the material is. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, B'tshuvah, has Shemedaber Titta Doma LeBotzek Shenidbak Ma'od. Right, we had different types of teeth, like a clay. Some stuff is very sticky, and Nidbak means it sticks, sticky. Okay, and he says Teda Shari Tanan Meseches Mikvos Elu She'ein Chotzin Lichluchei Tzor Shal Bzar V'Tzor Shal Tachas Tzborn. Okay, and Odom Rabbeinu Yaakov, that's Rabbeinu Tam. The Afilu B'Titta Botzin, Yeshon Kol Kach Ma'at, She'en Makbun Mutu, She'en Makbun, E'en Chotis. The way the Smag seems to understand, the Smag also, by the way, take a look at the next page, and it's a Reish Sadi Gimel, Reish Sadi Gimel, source line. B'Tzoa Shetach HaTziporin, Mechalek Rabbeinu Tam, Be'en Nidbekes, and She'en Nidbekes. Okay, it depends whether it sticks or not. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tzoa Shetach that's very thick and it's kind of stuck there and so on and so forth. Okay. It's in that funny place. So there, he says that Tosefta is dealing with Tzor Nidbekes, which is potentially more of a problem because it sticks, right? And he distinguishes there between Keneged Abasa and Shalom Keneged Abasa. When the Mishnah says there's no problem at all, the Mishnah is talking about Tzor Chayin Nidbekes. So that's another shita. All right. So that's those are the shitas in the Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch by us here, we're up to Sif Yud Ches. The Shulchan Aruch says in the Yerodei Sim Kuf Tzari Ches, Arasim Sif Yud Ches, Paskins like the Rashbo and the Rosh, like the Tosefta, making that chiluk. Again, Lav Dach, it's an argument, maybe just a modification, but the Shulchan Aruch says, 10, Tzoha Shetachas HaTziporin Shalo Keneged HaBosor, Chotzeitz, Keneged HaBosor, Eino Chotzeitz. Okay, so Paskins, yeah.
Was there mamish nothing in the Gemara about any of this, or?
Really, right, not that I know of, no, interestingly enough. Interesting. Okay, so again, you have a Mishnah and you have a Tosefta. Yeah, I don't think there's anything more. So the Shulchan Aruch, well, it's Paskins like the Rashbo and the Rosh that we follow Tosus, okay, against the Rambam. All right, it's not clear does the Shulchan Aruch accept anything about Nidbekes and any Nidbekes. I don't know. It doesn't say anything about it. Okay. But the Shulchan Aruch says again, reading it, so in the 10, so source 10, so Shatach is important, Shalok can I get a boss of Chotzitz, can I say a Chotzitz? Well, Batzik Shatach is important, I feel can I get a boss of Chotzitz, Batzik all the time. They say, Shalok can I get a boss, I say, Shatzi Porn, oh, they follow a boss, like Rashbo explained, just defining what can I get a boss, I mean, the longer fingernail that extends beyond the line of the skin. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by the Smag and the Smak, but the Taz does. The Taz is important, you test in 11, and the Taz throws in that we saw it. The whole concern is only when it's very sticky. Okay, he gonna teach Yotzim like clay, potter's clay, and so on and so forth, like we mentioned. Again, he quotes what we saw before. Okay. He doesn't want to, it's surprised, Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. Rakom Mokom nearly Taras Bizema Shahuksha L'Reish Mem Yud. That's a Mordechai Yafer. Okay, Belavush. That's also Belavush is named Mordechai Yafer. That's what that abbreviation is for. Shahuksha Mordechai Yafer Belavush. Lama Ain is Har Mizem and Tilas Adayim. Okay, we mentioned already that there's a whatever is a chatzitza for tvila purposes is also a chatzitza for the tilas adayim purposes. So he says, okay, the people who rely on Rabbeinu Tam, his shita is not rejected totally. So the Taz simply points out that we accept Rabbeinu Tam with regard to Tilas Yadayim, where we're more lenient with certain chatzitzes. This kula, Rabbeinu Tam's a kula, because he's limiting the type of tzoa that's a problem. He's limiting the type of tzoa that's a problem to dafka. The dafka, tzor, which is nidbekes, the sticky. So the Taz points out in regards to the until sitayim, we accept Rabbeinu Tam's kula. All right, when it comes to, but even though we don't accept it necessarily by the laws of Tvila. All right, and so therefore, as the Taz says, as Shulchan Aruch says, we follow the Rosh. Okay, so any dirt which is not keneged avos is a chatzitza. All right, the truth of the matter is, one could argue. Okay, we'll see. Well, before I get there, let's just take a look at the Rashba. And the Bayis Aruch, Bayis Vav, Shar Hei, when he's talking about Tilsa Dayim. We were looking at before at the Bayis Zayim, which is Batrila, but Bayis Hei, the Tarsa Bayis Aruch and Bayis Hei, Bayis Vav rather, the Rashba is talking about Tilsa Dayim. So there he says, in 12, Tzoh Shetaz Vore, Eina Chotez, Sheina Oda Makbid Aleha. But oh, Sheina Mehudek is Kolkhan. You see that? Rashba and Hilchas and Tilsa Dayim did throw in this idea, of stickiness by the Tilsa Dayim. He didn't mention it here. So that's a sort of raya that the Taz doesn't quote it, but it's sort of raya, or just to beefs up the point that by the Tilsa Dayim, we do take that into account. That's Shitra in the Tom. He says, Shana Mudek is Kolkah. Okay? But in terms of us, so the Bach 13, Helpos Tvila, by us here in Sim Kutzarichez, the Bach says, Lenya Halocha, Naktina Lechumra, La Fila Tzoa Kenegar Abosha Chotzetzes, and he says, a bigger Chumra, the ain arubakian bain son in bekas and in bekas, okay, and a lashbo, a son in bekas, either can eat a bots and rebut a filo kinegar a bosser, chotzets and so on. The culture gain all the huckle, but teach him on it, but the end of the kin, which we saw already. All right, so the Bach basically says that we paskin that even if the tzor is kinegar a bosser, it's a chatzitza because we don't really know what's sticky, what's not sticky, and so on. So he says, he just throws out, says that everything is a problem. Now, based upon this question, that's really based upon this idea that the Bach suggested and our lack of knowing what Chazal meant by sticky and not sticky and so on. So here we have a minig. I mean, it's a very prominent and widely observed minig, but so-called only a minig, okay? And that is that the women cut their fingernails before going to the mikveh, that the women cut down their fingernails. That this is where it comes from. Okay, it comes from this discussion, okay? Now, by the way, I would just add, at some point out, you can argue that Bizman Hazeh, women are more makbid about their fingernails than perhaps they once were. Okay, so, today, even keneged abasar, even not the long fingernails, even the part that's right by the skin, many people are makbid to clean, no? Men also sometimes. But, okay, if you don't bite your fingernails, so they're really far below the skin, but if you have fingernails that are reach the top of the skin, many men also are makbid to get any gook, any dirt out. So one could argue that today, Mekra Din should have to remove all the dirt because this whole discussion, as I said before, we thought that maybe only the part higher up you're makbid, but now we can argue that women are more makbid, people are more makbid of fingernails in general than they were at one time. But in any event, the Rishonim quote already a minig, Rabban, 14 brings us in Hilchos Nida Parak Tes Os Yud Beis. Ramban writes in 14, "Vitzoa shetachas atiparin shelo keneged habazar harei elu chotzetin lefichach nagu shenotlos tiparneim b'shas atfila nisheinan b'kias lechaven keneged habazar b'shelo kenegdo." Where exactly is the cutoff point and so on between what's keneged habazar, what's not keneged habazar? So the Ramban. He says, Nagu, Lefichach Nagu. It's not a mikra din, but it's a minig. Okay? To cut down the fingernails before going into the mikveh. And the Rashba also, and the Bayis HaKotzer, Bayis Zayin, Shar Zayin. also says, 15, and he defines it like we saw before, and he writes in the second line there, 15, also, Lefichach nagu b'nosro litol tzipunai b'shas t'vila, b'nei she'en b'kiyas l'chavin k'neged ha'vosh v'lo k'neged. Rosh Bo brings this meaning as well. The Rosh, both in his Hilchos Mikvos, they're in the back of Nida Simon Lamed, hey, 16, v'nagu anoshim litol tzipurneim shalo yitachteim d'var chotzeit, to avoid this problem, women cut the fingernails, and the Rosh also, remember we saw this once or twice, the very end, he has like Hilchos Nida B'kitzer, remember we saw that at the very end of the Rosh, in Nida, he has a couple of, maybe a page or two, of Hilchos Nida B'kitzer, so in Simon Beis, he writes about Trila, v'bod yom tikonash merchat v'tocho v'tirchat yofa ad'er v'titol tzipurneil. So all these Rishonim quote this. It's a minig. They all say nagel, nagel, nagel. Okay, it's not mikra din, but this avoids this whole problem with gook under the fingernails and what's considered sticky and what's not considered sticky and what's considered keneged habos and what's not considered keneged habos. Avoid the problem. Women cut the fingernails. The Ran on the Rif in Shavuos Vav Amud Beis, the pages of the Rif. The Oasel Kilka Rosh 18. He quotes the Tosefta that we started with, and he also writes, "Mishum Hachi Nagu Nashi Dilan Ligzos Tziporne Mishal Tvila Ulahasa Lichu Misham Kadesh Lo Tavano Le Sofek Ma'u Kineger Abosar Ma'u Sheino Kineger Abosar Ma'itzoa Ma'itito Abosar." All these sfeikas. So you have both from the Chachmei Sorag, right, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ran, and the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Rosh. They all quote this minig, and that is certainly a widespread minig. The Mordechai also quotes it in 19. Nagu Hanoshim Laftach Tziporam Konatilim Nechashosh Shatito Botzeg Tashatach Tziporin. And so the Shulchan Aruch and our Sif, Sif Yurches 20, Shulchan Aruch says, Ulafi She'ena Yecholos Lechavein Ma Nikra Kineged Abosu Shulah Kinegdo Nagu Hanoshim Lito Tziporneim Bishas Hatavila Bishas Tila. So that's the widespread minhag throughout Klal Yisrael, is that women cut their nails before going into the mikveh. Okay. It's only a minig, and mikra din, it's sufficient if the fingernails are clean. Okay, they clean it, they'll accomplish the same thing. But the minig is to cut the nails. I forgot to print, but there's a tshuva, if you can look it up, there's a tshuva from Reb Chaim Ozer. And tshuva is Achiezer, Chelek Gimel, Simon Lamed Gimel. All right, I don't know, just wasn't on the thing. So somehow didn't make it to the sheet. But you can look it up. Chelek Gimel, Simon Lamed Gimel, Reb Chaim Ozer has a tshuva. And he says that there are some, he actually uses the word mem nun yud kuf vav resh. Mem nun yud kuf vav resh. You want to guess what that is, what that word is? Mem nun yud kuf vav resh. Manicure. Manicure. Okay, so many women like to get a manicure and they like to grow their nails a little bit for beauty reasons or whatever. Okay, so they want to get a manicure. So the Chaim Moses says that the woman doesn't want, you know, she doesn't want to cut the fingernails. They get these fancy nail procedures, you know, manicure. Okay, mem nun yud kuf vav resh, she quotes. So it's known to him as well. So again, you can look up the Tshuva Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Gimel Os Aleph. So he says certainly it would be better to cut the fingernails. But if the woman absolutely won't, and sometimes you're doing the Balei Tshuva, or people who hasn't any way to go to the mikra, you have to be very sensitive sometimes. And that's why sometimes you have to know what's mikra din and what's a chumra and what's a minig. Because sometimes you have to deal with people that, you know, whenever you're a rabbi and you're dealing with shah, you're dealing with people. You know, you're dealing with a human being. So sometimes there are women who are nervous about going to the mikveh to begin with. They're not that careful about it. They don't want to be that careful about it. Or she's a balas tshuva, and she prides herself on her beautiful fingernails. They have to figure out what's worth, you know, making a fuss about. So Chaim Ozer writes, it's certainly better that she should cut the fingernails. However, if you can't do it, so then, all right, then we can let them go. It's only a minute. The only thing is, they have to be clean. That you can't compromise on. There's certain things you can, that you have to clean them thoroughly and make sure there's no stuff and no dirt and stuff underneath. So we certainly encourage women to follow this minig, okay? But, this is not a real chatzitza. Again, if it's a real chatzitza, so then let's remember, chatzitza d'oraisa is almost impossible because you have to have rov and machbit. So very rarely do we ever have a situation of chatzitza d'oraisa. But we try to observe all the drabbans, okay? You know, it's we try. we try to keep the drabonans, but when I have a minix, sometimes there's a little wiggle room. Okay, so I wanted to mention that to Chuba. Okay, all right, so that's that. That's in terms of dirt under the fingernails. How far do you have to cut down? You know, how far do you have to cut down? I mean, there's some mikvos, you know, I remember many, many years ago, my wife and I were in Yerushalayim, and she had to go to the mikveh. So she went to mikveh, one of the old mikvos, and buy it for a gun. And whatever, she went to the mikveh. I thought she cut her fingernails fine, but the woman, the mikveh lady there, their meaning was to cut down even further. You know, she always had no fingernails left. Okay, how far down do you have to cut? All right, but you have to figure out what makes sense. All right, that takes care of the fingernail question, or that fingernail question. Now, we have a different problem that the Mordechai brings up, 21, in Hilchos Mikvos, in Tavshin Mem Zayin. While Isha Sheisha Nafach Al Mokom HaTziporin, she has some kind of a swelling, Nun Peches, like Tapuah, puffed up. I don't know if she has, I don't know if it's an abscess, but it's something. You know, sometimes you get these swelling, but a fingernail that's filled with pus and other stuff. So the swelling puffed up, right? That's the word nafuach. It means tofeach, nafuach. It's all the same thing. It means a puffed up.
Like a blister?
Well, I don't think it means a blister, because I have other words for blister. It's not a blister. It's something, the blood backed up, whatever, it puffs up. But I don't think, maybe it includes a blister. I don't think that's what it means here. And in other words, we've had other discussions, we've had other words for blisters. I don't think it means it, but I think it means that, like, maybe there's an abscess or something that caused the flow of blood, so something puffed up, all right? And therefore, because of that, it basically covers the fingernail, right? It's to the very top of her thing, and it puffs up. It's some type of swelling. That's how I would say it, okay? I don't think it means either. I don't think it means a wart or something like that, because we'll get to that also. It just means some kind of a swelling, and the swelling covers the top of the nail. Okay, you can't just cut that swelling off. So, in the fucha kol kach she'ena tit nirah she'tav zibor enu chotzitz. If you can't see the what's underneath, it's not a chatzitza, right? Because you can't see the nail, so it's not a chatzitza. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskens here in Sif Yud Tes 22. In Yesha Nafach al Makom Atziporin, Enechalo Lachta Volo Chati, you can't cut it. In Mefucha Kolkach, Shetachas Varanira, Enechotetz. There may be dirt under there, but you can't see it, so it's not a Chatzitza. Why should that be? Just because you can't see it? What does that help? What do you mean you can't see it? So it should be a problem. If you know it's there, you have a book there, you have dirt there. So why? So the Shach, it's Chavdal, it says why. Kasa Beis Yosef, she said, Nilma Mechetz. Remember, we had the splinter. We made a chilek. Where the splinter is above the skin or below the skin. So if he's there, ain't so she nikam or a bus or a latit el a cult, shatit kach ba omeg, she ain't on air, but shovel a bus, ain't no chotis. If the gook is so far down in the fingernail and you can't see it, then it's no different than a splinter. That's what the shock points out. You learn this in a splinter case. It's not near it, it's not chotis. So it doesn't have to be that the skin necessarily grew over it. That's what he's adding. In other words, he's saying, in addition to this case of the swelling, what did you send? You just sent me the Chaim Ozer? Okay, thank you. All right, so they just put on the chat the two of Chaim Ozer. Anyway, that I mentioned before about the mail. Okay, thank you. So, so the Shach says it doesn't have to be that the skin grew over it, just you can't see it. Okay, and the Sirei Tara, Shura Tara, Tzukot Lamed Ches, he says that that's the Shach L'Shitaso, because he said about the earlier, anything which is not Shovel Abos says, Eino Nira. That's what he said. Remember the splinter, we had a difference when it's right above. Or okay, same idea. All right, so that's about that. Now, there's another question. Can the fingernail themselves be a Chatzitza? In other words, here it's talking about the stuff under the fingernails. I don't know until now. What about the fingernail itself? Okay. What do you mean the fingernail itself? Okay. Because sometimes, especially at the top, you can get a crack and you really want to remove that, right? Especially women. Okay. They want to have smooth fingernails. So what if the fingernail is chipped, okay, or cracked, and the plan is to take that off? So that's a painter. That's makbid. Right, so maybe that should be a chatzitza, because she doesn't want to have that split fingernail. You hear the question? So there, the Mordechai, and here in Remes Tavshon Nun Aleph, quotes in the name of the Rav Yoh, Okay. He says, "Gam kasa b'shem agonim dafka botzeh shnachas v'chotet, aval atziporen atzmo eino chotet." You see that? The tziporen atzmo, the fingernail itself, okay, it's not a chatzitza. Okay, so even if you're going to cut it, afilam harsa gadola, v'omedes lichatech. You know, you want to cut it off, either because it's cracked or because it's too long. So you might think that that's a chatzitza. You don't want this. You're not meant to get rid of this, right? Over again, it was ain't a chatzitza. Time is shum da tziporen may have a megufa adam. The tziporen is a megufa adam. Okay, so that's what he quotes. All right. Yeah, 1 second. Right. Yeah. But the Sefer Truma.
How is that different than Medulda?
We'll get to Medulda here. The Medulda means it's kind of falling off. Here, it's not going to fall off by itself. Medulda means it's hanging and it's going to fall off. We'll talk about it. We'll get to Medulda shortly. Okay, here we're talking about what's just long you're planning to cut it. And it's considered part of the body. The Sefer Truma in Hilchos Nida Sim Kuf Dalet 26 says, "Utzricha lachtok tziporneh b'cheinu ha-minig." Right, he also quotes that minig we saw before from the other Rishonim to cut the fingernail. Okay, and he says, don't think that this minute to cut the fingernails was because you know, since you plan to cut it off, it's going to be a chatzitza. That's not why. It's because of the stuff that's underneath. In other words, the Sefer Truma is saying, don't think that this minig, which we saw, it's widespread, and Ashkenaz and Sfardi Poskim all said that the minig is the woman cut their fingernails, and that's the minig is show for centuries. Okay, don't think, says the Sefer Truma, it's because, you know, there's a problem with the fingernail itself being the chatzitza. No, he says that the nails need to be cut because there might be something underneath them, not because the nails themselves are chatzitza. And he brings a proof, and he says, sorry, Saras Rosho, Shigadolim Yosem and die. Let's say a person with long hair. He's going to cut his hair. He's going to get a haircut. That's not the, we don't make women or people get a haircut before going to the mikveh, right? I mean, we don't require a haircut before the mikveh, all right? So therefore, we wouldn't require cutting the nails either for that reason, right? You have long hair and you're planning to get a haircut because you're mocking because it doesn't look good, okay? It looks overgrown and you know, no good. Okay, so we don't make people get a haircut. We don't consider that a chatzitza. Say the same thing with a fingernail. So that's those Rishonim. However, the Ravan was a Rishonim, Elazar Rav Nosson, and his Nida Siman Shin Chaf Avav 27. The Ravan says, "V'chein tzricha lachtok tziporneha." First is Yodeh V'raglel, of course, the toenails also, which we'll get to. The Chavan Da Asida Litlan Chaitzi Hashdom. Ravan says the other way. Ravan says that a person needs to cut the fingernails and toenails since they're going to be cut off now because they're too long, they're considered a chatzitza now. So he disagrees. That's a chumrah. Okay, the Ravan has a chumrah that they have to cut the nails, you know, because even if they're a little long, there's no dirt, no nothing. The Ravan says he has kevah d'asida litlam chaitzi hashra. That'll be the same thing. You have a crack, you have a split, and someone told you plan to cut it. He would say that that's a chatzitza. Why? He has a raya from Gemara Chulin. Ein beis and beis go over. Ein going alav chola omid lachtoch shechotoch dali. Okay, so that's the shita of the Rava. Now, we would not necessarily worry too much about the Ravan, since I said that the other Rishonim don't say like that. And indeed, if we take a look in the Shulchan Aruch in 29, Shivchaf. Dafka botzek shetach ziporin chotetz, aval atziporin atzma eino chotetzes. Mechaber passes like the Rov Rishonim that the fingernail itself is not a chatzitza. A filum hoisi gadola, v'omedes lichatech, even if it's long, it's planning to be, it's paracha spreading out, v'omedes making egg of it's too far, too big, whatever, ain't a chotzitzes. Okay? That's the Mechaber. However, the Ramah there, in the second line of 29, miu, kol zed dafka she'ein tso obotzek tafta b'shas shetobo. All right, got to be cleaned up. O'me'achad dekar nogu litel tzipurnayim. We have the meaning, as we said, to cut the nails. Afilin tzvon achas nisha b'yadav etobo. Tzricha tvila acheres. Chaynogin. Ramah seems to say that if she cleans it, she only cleans the nails, didn't cut them, okay? She didn't cut them. He says that that'll be the nails themselves could be a chatzita or invalidate the tefillah. Okay, so that's the chumrah that the Ramah brings this Ravan. All right, the Ramah says that the minig is to cut the nails. So if even if one nail wasn't cut, you need to do a tefillah again, and that's the minig. It sounds like we're concerned, you know, we wouldn't again. In other words, just the minig to cut the nails, we already saw that there's room for leniency. But not if you hold like this Ravan. Because the Ravan says if something's going to be cut, it's a problem maker adin, not just the chumrah. And there, we wouldn't pay that much attention to it, except that the Ramah brings it. So that's an important chumrah. Now, the Shach, in Sikot Mechaf Hei 30, the Shach says, Be'emes chumrah zulo nimtze b'shum posek. I sound a little surprised that the Ramah quotes it, because he says, I mean, nobody brings this. He says, "Adarav Mishnah, Mishnah Harbei Poskim, a Torah." He says, "There, before the Chosim, we're not keep about Eid Chotzeitz. If everybody else holds, as long as it's clean, it's not a Chatzitza." Okay, he just quotes the Shari Dura from the Ravan. He says, "Tov laHachmer Titbol Shenis," and so on and so forth, and that's what the Ramo brings it. And the Shach quotes the Ramo Lublin. We've seen this true from the Ramo Lublin quoted before. So pay Aleph, the Kavan She'ein Zemedina El Mechumra. He says, "Nearly shachmer el kashnimtsa shachshachat tiporn echad miyara achar tefila kodem shalom b'ayla." Maram Lulin says, "You want to accept this chumra? So you're going to the mikveh again, like the Ramah says." He says, "That's if she notices right away. She's right there by the mikveh. She came out and realized, oh, I forgot to cut one fingernail, so she can hop right back into the mikveh." That's how the shach brings from the Maram Lulin. He says that you know most say that as long as it's clean, it's not a problem. Some want to be machmer, so he says, okay, it's a chumrah, so we'll make her go to the mikveh again if she realized it right away, you know, but not, you know, we're not going to make it, when if she discovered the next day or something like that, you know, we'll not make her go again. You know, that's what he says. With her husband, she knows it the next day. And now we're going to say maybe the husband slept with a woman who wasn't his wife and wasn't supposed to, and so we don't want to do it. But he quotes this Ravan, okay, and he does say that's the Chumrah, who said, he says, Mishum Tzipor Atzma Chotzetzes, all right. And that means, even if she says, look at the end of the shot, Bori leaves with Shum Tit Klal Yesh Lachman Tit Pam Sheni. He says, no, even if she's sure there was no dirt there, she'd have to do it again. Okay. He said the shach at the end seems to prefer that. Okay. Shach at the end seems to prefer that psak, if it's possible. Okay. And I don't think he says if it's possible. Okay. If it's possible, then she should technically go to the mikveh again. All right, the Shach doesn't understand why Ramu Lublin was makel the way he was. He should go back to the mikveh again, even no matter what. So he's machmer. But the Taz, it's a Tzikot Chof, okay, first says Tziporn is part of the goof of the body. And Tzikot Chof Aleph, he rejects the Shach. He rejects that whole sheet. It's a Dvar Tmuim. The whole thing is very, very difficult to understand. He said it's very difficult to apply this principle. I mean, Shach had that right. That Gemara that I showed you before in Chulin, right? It said, "Kolom and lachto kechatov dami." But that wasn't talking about tvila. Taz says you're mixing up apples and oranges. It doesn't apply to chatzitza. And but the Ramah again does seem to accept this Ravan, as does the Shach, at least lechatchila. And the Shach says even if she had already gone, she should go again. All right, you know. But the Taz. Does not go for it in a big way. Let's put it that way. Okay. And he says, certainly, if she already went home and so on, the whole thing is a suffix d'rabbanan and so on. Now, that's the opinion of the Taz. Okay. We don't have to be machmer on it. The whole thing is a suffix d'rabbanan and so on. Now, the Sidre Tara, in the Shira Tara, it's a couple on the test, 32, says something very interesting. He sets up this machlok as a shach and a taz, makes it dependent on something else. He's a shach, he quotes the shach, it's a quote of Chafei, Choshosh lahachmer al pidas haravan. Okay? And And he says it. That says the Rabban is a yochid b'zeh. All the poskim disagree, and so on. And that's what the Shach said. The Taz says fake Rabbanah. But he says this is the Shach and the Taz l'shitasam. Do we say fake Rabbanah l'kula against the Lamdas? Do we say fake Rabbanah l'kula against his Chazak Isura? That's the question. But here we have his Chazak Isura. Right, the woman was Tveyam. She was Asura. So that's a question. And he points out that earlier in Yoredeya, there's a machokas, a shach and a taz. What do we say? It's chazak asura. And by some of the shach happens to hold. Look at the last line on that page 32. According to the shach, the hechad is chazak asura. Feel of the bottom is the lahachmer. Okay? So that the Sidri Tara is saying that in effect, the Tamachok Shach and Taz, she tossed them. What do we can say? Shrek and Kula, but Kenegan is Chazak and Surah. Okay, that's a little bit of the wonder that he says. But at the end of the day, the Taz says that it's Shrek and Kula, that principle works even Kenegan is Chazak and Surah. And therefore he says here it can certainly be making. All right.
This isn't the Safek Diraban and Lakula. This is the Safek Menag Lakula.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But not according to Ravan. Okay, the Rabban seems to learn not like that. The Rabban seems to learn Mikra Din. You know what I'm saying? If you're basing on the Rabban,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that if you're and the Ramah seems and the Shach seem to accept the Rabban. So, now the only thing is, again, Lamaisa, we obviate this problem because the meaning is we cut the whatever the reason is. At the end of the day, our meaning is the one cut their nails. So we took care of the whole problem. Okay, that's what I'm saying. So our meaning is that the women do cut their nails. So basically we have, in effect, two reasons for women cutting the nails at the end. Okay, one is this general minute, which the Rishonim quoted, and number two, this concern for the Ravan. Okay, that's what comes out. Just one or two other things on this point.
But it's only, but that would only, like, you'd only be machmir for the Ravan in a situation where it was actually omed li gazes.
Which was right, but you have long nails, you're going to cut them. I mean, right.
Eventually.
That's a question. How far do you go?
You're not going to go 10 years without cutting your nails.
Right, correct. It's a question. Good question. But actually, there's a chiluk. It actually segues into what I want to mention here in 33, the Biskei Tshuva. And our here in some Kutzeriches, the new quotes, the Chamuda Daniel. What about, we already saw the Ravan mentioned back in the 27, he mentioned the fingernails and the toenails. Okay, so he lumped them together. So the Chamura Denail that the Pesachu quotes is because you certainly don't cut your toenails as often as you cut your fingernails. You're not makbid. So, may raise your question, how long is long? You know. There are chonim who are machmir, okay, especially if the toenails are long. So the question is, I think people may tend to let, and by the way, nowadays, women not only get manicures, they get what do you call them, pedicures. You know, so maybe they are machmir, whether that fits me too. So how long until you're going to cut them? It's a good question. But that's, you see what I'm saying? When the Pesachim Tshuva, today, maybe women are machmir, especially when people wear, open-toed sandals, something like open-toed shoes. They get their toenails done also, a pedicure, not just a manicure. So I don't know, it may be different. So maybe they should. I think many because they do cut their toenails also. All right, now there's an interesting question that evolves from here. Okay, and that is what happens on Shabbos in terms of cutting fingernails. So the Rishon or Chalamoid, let's say Chalamoid, I'm going to go to Mikveh Chalamoid. Okay, Shabbos, you're not going to cut it on Shabbos, but the question is, what if you forgot? At this minute, or this Chashash or Ravan, what if you forgot to cut the fingernails and now it's going to Friday night, or it's Yontif night, or it's Chalamoid? So the Mordechai and Shavuos, not that same remnant, but in Tavshin Mem Zion, 34, the Mordechai writes, "Kesheira til b'chalamoid, tachta chatziponaim b'shinah oderach shinui. The boy caught namrina, the ain't also legalech chatziponaim ela b'gistri pirish b'misparayim. Will the misaken hilchach nachan adover she shivchosa kuset tegalcha amir lekuset mutar mokam mitzvah. The Mordechai says that the proper thing is that a chalamoid, do it with a shinoi. Don't cut your the Gemara says it's also to cut your nails on chalamoid, but only using scissors or a knife, which you normally cut with. They call cuticle scissors and so on, which you normally cut with. But therefore, it's better, Mordechai says, to have a non-Jew do it. Right? She can bite it off because the problem is in the kli, or she can have a non-Jewish woman do it. If there's no non-Jews around to do it, but she can't do it, then you have to make sure to clean them properly. So that's what the Mordechai says. The Sefer Truma also says, all right, in the same place, Silchot Nidusim Kuv Dalet, they call Mokom near the Minig Shechot Chenit Zipronayim, and so quote that Minig, right, which we said already, Vim Kain, Im Ira Tvila B'Cholamoid, now she has a problem with Cholamoid, then, and you can't cut it, and so on, so then she better clean herself very thoroughly. Bola Hachmer Yochtok Tziponeh B'Shinau D'Rav Shinoi, she cut it with, bite the nails off with her mouth or in some other back way, or, okay, he writes, Osha Shifchosa, Goya, Megalchamo. Okay, now I have a lady who does fingernails. We call them nail salons. Okay, have someone who knows to cut it for her. Okay, and that's allowed. Okay, Smag also in Lavin Kuf Yud Aleph, Nago and Osha also quotes the minute to cut the fingernail before the going to the mikvah. She to the chalamoy, okay, or she have a non Jew do it and so on. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch there. Now the Taz, let's take a look at 37. The Taz, the Kotan Chafalim, that's a continuation of that first Taz. 31, we printed the source 31, we printed the first half of the Taz. Okay, talking about the Shach and the Chomer of the Ravan and so on and so forth. Then the Taz goes on to discuss this issue. Okay, and he says, he quotes those who say that if she had tefillah or chalamoid, okay, nachon adover, to have a non-Jew do it. Okay, but then he says in the third line of 37, look at the end, but hainu dafke b'chalamoid, al b'shabbos yontif, that's true of chalamoid, then you get a non-Jew to do it. But if it's Shabbos yontif itself, in irish of shocha litol tziprayim, lo tomer lavodos kov shetach tochlo, the cave and saying mitzvah gemura b'netil tziprayim, the efshav and nikur, okay, tachtam lechud, lomen avatam asur shus, tamir lavkam shus. Here, the Taz says that the Taz says, one second, this whole discussion, these Rishonim just mentioned, the Mordechai, the Truma, the Smag, they all mentioned having a goy do it. Yeah, that's a chalamoy. There's no itzer of a mila nachri on chalamoy. Okay, but on Shabbos Niyanta, we're not allowed, but there's an itzer of a mila nachri. Okay, so he says, well, since this whole thing is only a minig anyway, right? The whole thing, like maybe said before, this whole thing's a minig to begin with, right? Yeah, I'm saying. They mentioned shifras. You worked in the house, the housekeeper. Yeah, a lot of Jews probably. Yeah, that's what we say. If you have, there were wealthy Jews who had the crime, Well, there was somebody who were friendly with the neighborhood, who would do it for them.
Like my father said he grew up poor in Morocco, and even they had Arab housemaid.
Yeah, they had maids, or they had people in the neighborhood. They got along with. There were always Shabbos guys, right? They're always, that's how they light the fire. I'm a Shabbos guy. There's an old joke. A guy came from a small shtetl in Europe, and wherever, someone in Poland, came to Warsaw, the big city. So they asked him, how many Jews live here? This amount. How many non-Jews live here? A staggering number of people. He said, how many non-Jews do you need? What do you need so many non-Jews here for? Right? But the idea is that, yeah, economy. I mean, there were people who were wealthy. You see in Tulsa, Rabbi Tom had the servants and so on. All the discussions at the end of Avodah Zarah about, the green asako, these types of things. And economy, point is, no thing. Not every shtetl Jew had a, but I guess, though, those who had, you had somebody around. Yeah. Anyway, but the Taz points out this whole idea of having a non-Jew do it. It's the Taz in the second half of Sukkot Chapala from 37. Taz says this whole idea of having a non-Jew do it, that's on Chalamoid, which is what the Rishonim were talking about. But on Shabbos, the other Gufa, you can't do it because we have a Shul, right? I'm here on Achri Shul, it's also Rabbanim to ask a Goy to do something else, to do something for you that you're not to do yourself. And even though we say that Pamukka mitzvah we make him, the shot that Taz says not a mitzvah here. Right? There's all whole thing's only a minig. Okay. You know, the Taz says that then she can do the tefillah, clean, you have another way out. Clean it out properly. That you can do. And forget the cutting. Right? It's only a minig and you can't suspend Amrila Nachar. Yeah. Yeah, the Taz here doesn't seem to hold that way. That's true. That's true. It's a good hour. And then he mentioned, but it's a good hour. I mean, again, apparently the Taz holds not that strong a minute. That's what he's saying. Evidently, the Taz, well, he certainly, I mean, all the Rishonim we saw said it. Every Rishon mentioned this minute. And so Baruch brings it, but the Taz says not strong enough to knock out the middle of the night. That's what he said. Furthermore, he says also there's a problem because of Misayaya. I don't know what the whole problem is, but here it's not just that the guy's doing it, you're Misayaya. You have to put out your hand and fingers and move your hands and fingers accordingly and so on. So he says, Osa Yisraelis Misayas law. Okay? So he's doing the halacha, cutting the Sumi Deraisa. Okay? And she's Misayaya. So for all those reasons, the Taz feels that if she he agrees, a minig is a minig, so do it on Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, cut your nails. We're talking about here, the person forgot, and now it's already Shabbos Yontif, so the Taz is not willing to, you just have to make sure to clean it thoroughly, and we wouldn't say that she can't go to the mikveh, she clean it thoroughly, okay? And he quotes to the end, as some will say, you can ask a guy, but he doesn't think that that's right. However, the 38th, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but there's a long Nekudas HaKesef from the Shach on this Taz. Right? It's a Sifchav, so it's a Taz Sikot Chavala. There's Oz Aleph, or Sikot Aleph in the Nekudas HaKesef, printed in 38. You can look through it. The Shach disagrees. Okay, the Shach disagrees. Again, remember I told you there were two parts to this Taz, right? The part I printed in verse 31. The first half I printed in 31. About the Ravan, okay, and then the second half is about this Chalmoy, the Shabbos and Yontif situation. So the Shach takes on the whole thing in this long Nekudas HaKesef in 38. The Shach says that, first of all, he mentions that we are Choshesh for the Ravan, and then he says, as far as this is concerned, he said it's not true. He says, first of all, he says, he talks about Misayaya. And he says, Misayaya ain't mo mamish. Okay? That's basically the Shach says you do have the woman cut her fingers. Okay? But we'll go back to that point in a second. But the first thing he says is that the Tabitarti. Okay? He says, the Taz made two mistakes. Okay? He says, first of all, there's not really this a Doraisa here. Okay? And he quotes a Sugya and Makos in a, I don't go into all of it now, but it could be that it's cutting fingernails. It's a shus mitzvah, okay? And cutting nails is only a shus, it's only darbonah to start with. Not dealing with this with the right to begin with. Why not? So he says, because it's a malacha shena tzuchel gufa. Because the original, what exactly is this of cutting? In terms of Hilchos Shabbos, we're not learning Hilchos Shabbos here, but he quotes the Tosas and Beitul. What is this of cutting? So the Chora, the original, Isser is Gozes, right? The original Isser, what they would do, they would shear the wool off of a sheep, okay? But what was the purpose in shearing wool off the sheep? It was to use the wool, right? It wasn't to make the sheep feel better or look nice, okay? It was to shear the wool because they needed the wool, okay? So therefore, cutting hair and fingernails, not to use them is malach shen tzuchel gufa. You follow again, you learned some of the Shabbos, you know what I'm talking about, right? So it's malach shen tzuchel gufa. So if it's malach shen tzuchel gufa, so says the Shach, then we're not dealing with the deraisa here to begin with. Right? That's the Shach's taina here. Okay, it's only, so therefore it's a shus to shus, it's a double shus. It's a mirla nachri on a darabana. The Taz assumption was a mirla nachri on a deraisa. Okay, and he said the minig's not strong enough, but here it's only mirror nachriyana derabbanan to start with. It's malach shein tzuchel gufa, and plus he says don't worry about misayaya in mamish, and therefore he concludes you certainly should tell the guy. Okay, now the question is, what do you mean by makom mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? It's only a minute. So that's the shachas shitoso, the shachas of the Raman. It wasn't just a minute, but it's more mikra din. All right, so that's this machlokas of shachas shitoso. And that's the little shitoso in the Raman. Okay. Yeah. Now the fact is that not everybody. Okay. So that's that. So let's take a look at the. It's not so posh. I should say it's not so posh that it's a malach hashem sichel gufa either. Okay, because it could be that the shearing, when you shear the wool, it's also for some animals, is to make them look nicer and so on, and therefore, when people cut their hair and their nails to make themselves look nice. Perhaps it's mitzvichle gufa, so maybe it's also this is the rice. So, okay, I'm just throwing that out. Take a look in the Pisrei Tshuva, it's in Yud Aleph 39. Okay, the Pisrei Tshuva writes, he quotes this machlokas, and he quotes in the Tshuva Shus Yaakov, right? The Nira lo ikra lo maise ki maskanas ba'al nakuruz ha-kesev lito ideo kachom biyado o mashino. Okay. And even though others disagree with it, right, this machlokas shachnataz, machlokas other achronim, but at least the Pesachei Tshuva and the Shulz Yaakov, they say we pass like the Nekuras HaKesem, and you can have a goy do it, but the best thing is the goy should do it with the shinoi. So then you're safe. The goy should do it in a somewhat not normal fashion. If you look at Hilchos Shabbos, I just printed it here to be complete. Hilchos Shabbos 40, so it says Osur Lito Sara Otziporno. It's also on Shabbos. This is the Orchaim. So Shin Mem Sival Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, I just printed it so you see it. All right, does anyone see the machlokas at Taz Nashach? It's really, I just want to clarify, it's kind of like a kotza la kotza machlokas, because the Taz is basically saying that the Taz is saying that there's an issur shus to shus, there's an issur of amil not be shus, okay, and the minig isn't strong enough to undo that. And number two, it may even be a bigger problem because it's a bigger problem than Minor Nachri, because maybe Messiah, that's a deraisa, right? Because yeah, you're helping Messiah. And the Shach argues on both things. He says that it's Mokom Mitzvah, okay? It's Mokom Mitzvah. And number two, and Messiah ain't Bo Mamish, he disagrees about that. Not as Mokom Mitzvah, but he says that the whole thing may be malachas shenichel gufa, only darbanan to begin with, to cut nails. So it's certainly mutar makom mitzvah. And he disagrees. He says misayeh in mamash. There's no issue in the Torah. Okay, it's not the same thing. Helping. That's the machlokas, perhaps in other areas. But anyway, that's the machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos. Let's take a look. Sim Shin Mem Sifala 40 writes. Also, lethal sorrow to part of being the other one, etc. Okay, now the cutter to the Mishnah Brewer there says, it's a quat and gimel in Arachayim. It's a quat and gimel. Mishnah Brewer says, look at the third line. Isha sheshochach lethal tziporni erev Shabbos, the year of Tvilas of El Shabbos, masing among the Rom, shetomar lo vikachavim lethal biyad, navishvus to shos mokha mitzvah. Have the guy do it with a, that the Mishnah Brewer quotes also, have the guy do it some type of machine, okay. If should be out, mutra yada fill up a kli, and if they can't, they can do it even with the kli. If there's no goy, then nirashi yeshus but mushat zachak on a nikur the cleaning to tanaka tachat the parent or about your time hate the shlomo shum tiros. Mishabura, here's one place where Mishabura talks about in a hilchos nidashim. Okay, and this is simon hilchos shabbos. Okay, all right. Now next, maybe he asked before about middle delis. So the Mishnah Mikvos, Parakes, Mishnah Gimel, again introduces Elu She'en Chotetzim. And one example is No Chatzitza is Tziporin HaMidul Delis. Okay, Tziporin HaMidul Delis. Midul Delis means that it's like a hanging fingernail. Okay, it didn't come off yet, but it's hanging. Before I thought it was a crack, but here it's Mamish, it's about to fall off, it's hanging. All right, so the Mishnah Mikvos says Tziporin HaMidul Delis is not a chatzitza. However, again, the Tosefta, that same Tosefta, Perek Vav of Mikvos, Halacha Hey, 43, quotes from Yochanan ben Yosef, Omer, Tziporin Shapirish Rubo, Harei Ein Chotzetzes. if most of it was detached, okay? And again, the Mishnah didn't make that chilek. The Mishnah means it's hanging. Doesn't mean most or part didn't make that chilek. So again, we have perhaps machlokas between the Tosefta and the Mishnah. Or you could say the Tosefta is mefarsh, just like before. Okay, but perhaps we have machlokas. The Mishnah says a hanging finger is not a chatzitza, but the Tosefta says it's only true if most of it is not. Most of it is not detached. Okay, but if most of it is detached, then it. Most of it is detached, okay, then it's not a chatzitza, but if only some of it is detached, it is a chatzitza. How do we paskin? So again, the Rambam, Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalef 44, paskin straight like the Mishnah. Elo she'en chotzim adam, tzipor namidul delas. Okay? However, the tour in our simon here, in Kuk Tzadik Ches, seems to paskin like the, seems to paskin like the Tosefta. The tour says, tziporin, Amadul Delas, Shapirsha Miuta Totsetzes, Pirsha Ruba Eno Chotzetzes. So the Torah makes that the Chilek. So the Beis Yosef, tries to work out, he says this to explain what the Machoka says, printed in 46, it's Chafalach HaBeis. There are two different ways to learn the Rambam, basically, right? The Rambam says, sounds like the Mishnah, right? He says, Kalishna, the second line, Kalishna Namaslisin, the low Chilek, bring Pirsha Ruba, Pirsha Miuta. Right, he makes no distinction. The Afshar, the Ihu, Summer, the Amish, the Alakab, Yonasan, and Yosef, or Yochanan Yosef. We have Yochanan, he had Yonasan, fine. El Shuzal, and first, the Pirsha Ruba, the Naka, Lavla Muta, Pirsha Muta, El Arbusa Naka, Pirsha Ruba, the Lava Chatisa, the culture came Pirsha Muta. There's really two ways to read it. Look back at the words, right, in 43. So Septa says, Tziporin, Shapirish Ruba, Hareza, and Achotzetzes. Now, which way does the deer go? Only if Pirish Ruba in a chotzetzes, but if Pirish part of it, a small part of it is a chatzitza? Or no, even if Pirish Ruba, it's still not a chatzitza. Certainly, yeah, that's the Beis Yosef kind of clears. How does the diak work? Which direction does the diak go? You have a statement, Tziporinch, a Pirish Ruba, Hareze in a chotzetzes. Okay, Lafuke what? And which way does it go? Even Tziporinch Pirish Ruba is not a chotzetz, certainly if it's only a small amount, or no, only. That's the question, even or only. That's how he says, and the Rambam Paskins, you know, he says, Tziporinch Ludel is in chotzetzin, okay, does he mean Dafka everything or only Ruba? So you can go either way. All right. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's clear, it's in Shif Chafala 47, Tziporinch Ludel is Pirish Miuta Chotzetzes. Pirsha Ruba ain't a chotzetzes. All right? And what exactly is the chotzetzes? The Shach explains. See, Chavov, the Shach says that he atzma, the fingernail itself, nothing to do with dirt underneath it. You follow? It's not a question of dirt underneath it. He atzma. Mishum Shapirsha. Afilu Amitzalah Damar Chotzet, even though there's nothing on it. Okay? But then he says, L'shitoso, Chavzayim, the Shach says, we who said, Nero de Lidan, the Noah Matricha, Tvilo Shenit, Nero Chorcha Tziporin, Lo Din Hacha. Okay, first he says the same thing here, you have to cut it off. And if not, you need another Tvilo. Then he says, maybe it can be Mechalik. Okay, maybe here there's room to be more Mekel. All right. The Taz throws in one important issue here, the 49. Before I get to the Taz, see what's the concern? Let's go back a step. Okay, what exactly is the concern here with this Tziporin Amidul Delas? All right. Let's go back. What's the nature? Before I get to the Taz, what's the nature of the Machlokas around the Torah? What are they arguing about? Right. I mean, one says that let's assume the Rambam says all the time it's not a chatzitza, and the Torah says it depends where, you know, depends whether it's rov or miut. What's the nature of the machlokas? What's behind the machlokas? So actually, the Beis Yosef over there in 49, he says that basically the question is two ways to look at it. He says one, what are people makbid on? Okay, what are people makbid on? Is someone makbid if only a small piece of the nail tore? Are you makbid on that? So the Rambam would argue, no, you're not makban on that, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. And the Torah would say, yes, people are makban even on a small thing. Okay, so that's one way to learn the machlokas, right? That's what are people makban on? And the other way to learn it is, is the second way to look at it, is do we say that tziporin is considered, you know, part of the goof or not, right, when it's torn? According to the Rambam, tziporin is chilek by goof. The Rambam would say that it's not a chatzitza, so it is. And the Torah would say no, right? The Rambam would say that it's, not a chatzitza, because it's part of the goof, yeah. But the Taz in Sikhar Chavbeis said that's not the issue. The issue is simply a question whether when it's torn, can water get in there? Okay, can water get in there? The Torah is of the opinion, it's only torn, it's only broken a little bit. So then the water, if it's almost all the way off, so there's plenty of room for the water to get in. Only a little part is ripped, that area is not going to get water. Okay, anyway, that's, you can look that over. That's the question of what the nature of the issue is. Okay. I do want to mention one other interesting thing that Tshuva Moshe Manuel will touch up. Pesach Tshuva brings this up. It's a cut-mute base. All right. There is a practice that some Jews have, certainly in the Hasidic communities, that the women cut their hair off, cut off almost all their hair. Okay, for whatever the reason, but Hasidic woman, you know. Right after the wedding, they cut off the long, and they don't have any hair. I mean, they keep the hair covered all the time. And very possibly part of it is because the hair can never be a chatzitza that way and so on. So there's a question that the Pesachei Tshuva says, and it's quite near base. He quotes a long Tshuva in the Chasam Sofer about it. Take a look at 51. Odos kalos, shetovlos, v'sarosen, aruchos, v'asidin likots, achar bilas mitzvah. Let's go back to your question before, Nadia. I mean, I didn't want to bring it up then, not to mix up, but, right? She's going to cut her hair, right? She's gonna, right after the wedding, they cut the hair, right? Right after the wedding, the young ladies cut their hair off. So when they go to the mikveh before the wedding, so shouldn't the hair that's about to be cut the day or two later, right? I've seen the look of Tzachar Bilas Mitzvah, who pickpick Rav Echad Lachos, Shiachutsu, Kevin Shesofa Letzkaleachu. Okay? You hear the shalom? Like we said before, if it's part of the body, it's part of the nail, whatever it is, it's going to be cut off right away. So then why is it any different? All right, the hair should be a problem here too. According to those people who follow this particular minig. Okay, so Tshuva quotes, if some sofer thought it's not a problem. They ain't count based mechlish. The minig is what it is, because Amina, he says, b'chol mokum kol omid, haino kishomer losus miyad. Maybe I said we come back to your question, right? We only apply that rule from that Gemara Chulin, which I quoted back in source 28. If you're going to cut it off right away, I don't know what right away means. Okay, but you're going to cut it off right away. Believe Hefzik. Okay, but here, since the minig is not to cut the hair until after the Bilas Mitzvah, and it's going to be an act of Bila, Mavsekas, Benatzvila Gilur, Moshaya Omid Lachto Kichotos. So at the end of the day, the Sam Sofer assumes that it's not a problem, okay? That this is not a problem, even according to that minig, it's not a problem because it has to be miyad, and this will not be called miyad. Rav Moshe Feinstein also has a tshuva about this. Yerodei Chelik Beis Siman Pei 52. Ve'elu shenogos legalach sarani mechatzitza kishoaza avar ezesman below gilcha. Okay, so he raises that question. Anoshon hoz legalach saroshon, because of, they don't want to go with the hair uncovered. So not because of chatzitza, but because of the hair uncovered and so on. Anyway, Moshe talks about it. He respects the shita, but says that also says that it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, all right. The last thing. Give me 1 second. Give me just 1 second. Oh, yeah, that's all I wanted to mention. Just also, yeah, just a side point about cutting. You know, our women are not cutting their hair, but the question is, what about, you know, what about shaving legs? Okay, or other parts of hair on other parts of the body. Okay, so the Piskachum, again, this is many in Europe, he says it's not a problem, and therefore it's not considered omen litzos. But the question is, what about the Shulchan Aruch talk about this? What about a girl who's going to get it, not cutting off all her hair, but a few days before the wedding, she's going to have her hair done. She's going to get a regular haircut, not cutting off all her hair. Okay. So he says it's not the same as fingernails. The question is why. But the minig is the women who shave their legs should shave their legs before going to the mikveh for this reason. And that's what comes up. Remove other body hair before tefillah. All right. And the same thing. If the problem is some women don't like to shave their hair, they get it waxed. You know, and the problem is that sometimes some of the wax is not completely off, and then they're going to have a problem because that's your makbid on that, you know. So I think that if women are going to wax their legs, they should probably do it a few days before to make sure that they shower in the meanwhile. If they're going to cut it, you know, be careful. Sometimes pieces of hair get stuck to the skin. So, you know, do it a little bit before, and then you can wash it off. So that was the point I wanted to get on that. Okay, let's just finish up. Okay, we'll get what I just said. I mean, that's not gay. It is not gay. Okay, I mean, the shaving legs and so on and so forth. You know, if you're going to do it on the... If they're going to wax the day of the tefillah, then make sure she rubs, you know, wash it off very, very carefully. Okay, so there's no wax left. The last thing is, what about... Never mind fingernails. What about skin? That same Tosefta, Perek Vav, Halacha Hey, 53. Okay, what about the skin? Like, you know, not your limb is hanging out, but sometimes what do you call it? Skin tags. No, you have some kind of a skin tag or something like that. So it says, according to our Gerson, the Tosefta, Hare Elu Chotzitzin. You see that? All right. It's important that the Rosh had a different gear set in that Tosefta. Take a look at 54. That's a big difference. We have our Elo Ein Chotzitin. The Rosh had the gear set Chotzitin. So the Tur and our son Kutz Arichetz had the same gear set as his father. So he says, Eber Abbasar Amdul Olam Chotzitin. The Rosh Boa had the other gear set. By Zahar 56, by Zion Shar Zion, Ode Shaninu Sham. Since the problem of the gears, the smog also had the same gears, and it's not a chutz. It's in Reish Memchez. S in Reish Memchez. It's not chutz. It's how we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in our Sif Chaf Beis. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that they are chutzits. Paskins like the Torah, like the Rosh. Aver abos malal chutzitzin. However, okay, there are more ads that the abelis, that's a wart. Okay, or yeseres, that's something that's extra from the skin, is ve'ena medudolim, they're not hanging, you know, they're there, they're not a chatzitza. And the Bira Gro says that that's a question of the Girsa, okay? Perhaps he says the Ramoa is saying that those things, are, even according to the Girsa chotzitzin, those things are not chotzitzin. That's what he understands the Ramoa. Okay, what you hold on this question will depend on what your gears is in the Tosefta. All right, I just wanted to show you the last thing I printed, the Badei HaShulchan, so if someone can send it out. But you can look it up. It's the Kuf Samachay in our Siman. Okay, Kuf Samachay. He writes, V'chein Bosor Kosha Shebe'eka, the back of your ankle, you have hard skin. Many people have ankles, like a callus, I was about to say that. It's like a callus, but it's normal. So a lot of people have it at the bottom of their feet, just by the heel. You know, that's that hard skin, you know, that's by the heel often. I think it's a callus. Okay. He says, near the Eino Chotze. I think that's not a Chatzitza. All right. But maybe you mentioned it before. But Isha Shiesha La Ababua, that's a blister. Like the Makas, which one was it? Ababua, Shin, right? Ababua, the blisters. Near the Cholzman Shalom Niftach and Ochotzit. The blister hasn't popped, but the Shulchan said. Again, the hard skin at the bottom of the ankle, underneath the heel, that's not a Chatzitza. She has a blister, So he says, as long as it hasn't popped, you don't have to open it either. You don't have to pop it. It's okay. Well, let's see. The have like a gufa. But if it already popped, then tzarich lasim kol tefillah have like a basam adulbal the chotit. That's the chaber pasuk. That the loose skin. That's what you asked me before. Maybe you asked me before. That's exactly what it is. There, when the blister pops, so you have that loose, dead skin hanging there. Okay, that already is a problem. But they said that's only hanimilik kishomer lasir achshav going to chol lasir. But okay, but he qualifies that too. He said even there, sometimes it hurts a lot, even after the blisters pop. You can't just pull that dead skin off. It hurts. We've all had that experience. No, right? You have the dead skin there. You pull it off, it can really hurt. So you're not going to take it off because it hurts. So then that also is not a problem. It'll further dry up. Then next time you can move action. So that's what he said. Certainly because you're not marked it. So, all right. Anyway, these are some of the things about fingernails. And we'll continue this up tomorrow. You don't have any more sheets, right? So I have to send the next batch. Is that correct? Okay. Okay. Everyone should have a good day.